Greetings, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I want to let you know that this message was taken off of Facebook Live. So if there's any anomalies or parts of the message that are missing, it's because the audio was not recorded on Facebook. So without any delay, here's Pastor Brian.
It's 10:30 on a Sunday morning like we normally do. And thing is we're not in church, obviously. So I wanted to welcome you all this morning to this very interesting time that we're living in. I'm going to have this brief podcast here. I want to encourage you as you're watching this morning to make a comment, post a greeting. Let us know that you're here, if you will. Let's light the... This is via Facebook Live. And depending on whatever the government mandates are, we're going to announce the future plans accordingly. We really don't have any control over this, but we do want to honor the president and the governor and what they're requesting us to do. So stay tuned for that. Also want to let you know, Pastor Matt is going to be meeting with all of the children via internet as well on an app called the Zoom app, and it's going to be at 2:00 today. So if you're interested in that and you want to get signed up with that, Pastor Matt is going to post a link or some instructions on that. If you're interested, just put something on there that says, hey, we want to do this with our kids, he'll get you set up with that. Also, Pastor Joseph is going to be meeting on that same app, the Zoom app, at 6:30 tonight with all of the youth. So if you want to get hooked up with that, again, post a request and Pastor Joseph we'll get you hooked up with that. We're also looking at some various ways for our Life Together groups to stay connected with one another. And Pastor Joseph is in communication with the leaders to give them several options on what that looks like during this interesting time. All of these are really great opportunities for us to invite our friends to join who would not otherwise come to a church building into these virtual times together, and maybe then they possibly be able to connect through their homes and wherever they are with their devices. You know, I can see a lot of great potential here to reach the unchurched, the unsaved for Christ. Can't you see that as we're going through this interesting time? So I want to encourage you to invite your friends even now while I'm talking right now. I want you to, if you will, maybe even send a request, post some sort of invitation to your friends to view this, to join right now with this live broadcast. I believe that I have a great word to share with you this morning of encouragement, and I'll just give you just a moment or two to post a request, take a moment to send an invitation to your friends, because you never know who might join in and have their lives changed for all of eternity as a result of even this podcast this morning. All that said, we are still the church and ministry continues. So if you have a need, we're here for you. And if you have a prayer request, we're here to pray with you. The fact is that the church is not a building. The church is a people. And we're gathered around this virtual pulpit this morning in God's presence to receive a word and encourage one another in the faith. So with that said, let's open up in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today that you're not surprised by any of this that's going on in our country and in the world, in fact. And we know, God, that you got this. And so we thank you this morning that as we are gathered around this virtual pulpit and surrounded by the people of God around your word this morning, Holy Spirit, may you come and just minister to our heart and share with us something that's going to bring encouragement and instruction and direction to our lives. We love you and thank you, Holy Spirit, for your word that's a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. And we thank you, Lord God, for being with us now as we're gathered together as the body of Christ. We pray this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Well, so as you know, we normally start off with some praise music. We do some announcements and different things. But just so you know, we can't post music on this podcast because of copyright laws. But at the end of this time together today, Pastor Joseph is going to post a link to a YouTube page of a particular song that I want you all to listen to before you wrap up this time together today with us. I'm assuming that you are around maybe in your homes with your families. So parents, lead your children in discussions on this we're going to be going on today. Maybe take a few moments to pray with them. Certainly listen to the song at the end of the time together here today. We're living in unprecedented times. This is something that we've never experienced before, with restaurants closing, cities are closing, entire states and even countries seem to be shutting down. Hour by hour, we get these reports. We see where this social distancing is becoming the norm. You gotta stay 6 feet away from everybody and to keep this virus from being transmitted. The schools are closing. Oh my goodness, grocery stores, the shelves are being cleaned out. Businesses are closing and events are canceling all around the country and all around the world to try to curb this epidemic that's going on. The financial markets worldwide are reeling. They're talking about recessions and maybe even depressions of financial institutions. Jobs are being lost. Certainly people are dying and our hearts are breaking over the loss of life throughout the world. And others that are living with this are living in fear. They're living in despair all over the world. But it's a great and unique time that we have for the church. And I just want to just say this another time, that in this time of hopelessness and despair and this fear that's going on in the world today, know this, that as much as the government is trying and making some good decisions and some helpful decisions, the government is not the answer. The stock market certainly is not the answer. We can't find our hope or build our lives upon any of the foundations of sinking sand that man has created. Only Jesus is the answer to all that we're facing today. We have our hope in Him. We place our faith in Him. We know this as a church, and we've heard it all of our lives, but today we get to live it out in a very unique and intentional way. With that said, I want us to spend a few minutes together today looking at what God is wanting to do through all of this, I believe, in part, in our lives, and for those who would be wise to allow it. And there's one thing that I want to talk to you about this morning. If you're taking some notes, this is what I want you to start off by writing down. I believe that God is wanting to make diamonds in us. I've been reading a book lately that's been so wonderful, and I just want to pull out by Jensen Franklin some teaching, some truth, some encouragement that he's been sharing through this book that I want to pass on to you today. So let's talk about what diamonds are. Diamonds are beautiful. They're on ladies' rings and in jewelry and different things that we see all around. They're very valuable. In fact, the most valuable jewelry stones that we see around. But did you know that diamonds, a long time ago, started out as just a big old chunk of carbon, a big old black chunk of basically coal? And over the years, over the centuries, through some different dynamics, those chunks of carbon were converted into diamonds. Now, how does a chunk of carbon turn into a diamond? There's three things that need to take place. First off, it's time. Secondly, it's extreme pressure. And thirdly, it's intense heat. So what does this mean for us today? Well, the trials that you're going through, the trials that this world is going through right now, it's serving a purpose. I want to encourage you today that God has a plan for you to grow, to be more effective for Him, to be more like Him, to grow more in your relationship with Him. Through your trials, God is making a diamond in you. You know, you can't serve Jesus and not have trials. I've served Jesus most of my life. And when I was a teenager, I accepted Christ as in my heart as Lord and Savior. And I promise you that it has not exempted me from going through trials and going through situations in my life, difficult times. I know that serving Jesus or not serving Jesus, either way, you're going to go through trials in your life. But everything is better with Jesus, including trials. In fact, if life is going to bring trials with or without Jesus, you might as well choose Jesus. Amen? So with that, after all, He's the one who's carrying you through all of this. When you can't make it, He can. He can conquer the situation. He can strengthen your life. He can make a way where there seems to be no way. He can provide for your needs. He's the miracle worker. He's the promise keeper. He's our light in the darkness. That is who Jesus is. You know, I don't know what your financial situation is if you have money in the stock market, but your 401k this week might have tanked because of the stock market situation. I don't know. Maybe you've been laid off or your hours have been drastically curtailed because of all that's been going on. All of this may be causing you to walk through some very traumatic and devastating emotional and mental situations in your life right now. And the weight may be more than you can bear. But be encouraged, because there's a reason for the heat, this intense heat. There's a reason for the extreme pressure that's going on. God is making diamonds in you. Know that in the face of this problem that we're all facing, God's already got a plan to bring good in your life and victory out of it, because God has got this. So don't give up. Don't live in despair. Don't look around, but look up. You know, you may have questions and you may have few answers, but I want to encourage you to persevere in this hardship, because on the other side of it are diamonds. I want you to listen to a story. There was a young man from an affluent family who was a few months away from his high school graduation, and he made it clear to his dad that he wanted a sports car for his gift. All of his other friends were getting one, and so he won one too, and after all, his family was well off enough to where they could certainly afford it. So they both spent months looking at different cars together, and until the son finally found the perfect car. And so on graduation day, when graduation came, his father called him into his home, into his office area where he had his study. And the son entered, he noticed this beautifully wrapped package tied with a beautiful red bow sitting on his father's desk. The father smiled and he pushed the gift towards the son and said, "This is my graduation gift to you." The son was confused. It's not what he was expecting. Where was this sports car that he was hoping for? Well, the son unwrapped the gift, and inside this box was a Bible. And the boy was so infuriated that he shoved the box back to the dad. He said, "Thanks a lot, Dad," in sort of a sarcastic sort of voice. And he stormed out the door. He packed his bags and he walked out of the house, never to return. They never saw each other again. Years later, news of his father's death brought him back home. He sat down at the same desk where he had refused his father's gift. And after a while, he saw actually the gift that his father had given him sitting off to the side. He opened up the Bible and started flipping through the pages of the Bible, and out fell a check in the exact amount of the car that he had chosen for his gift. You know, the son rejected his father's gift because it wasn't packaged in a way that he expected. And our situation is the same today. In this harrowing and uncertain time, let's pull back and consider, if we can, from God's perspective, that this ordeal that we're all experiencing could be a gift wrapped in a trial, because that's how diamonds are made. There are many examples of this very thing in the Bible. Job had it all, Job lost it all, and Job got back double all. And through it all, he said these words. Listen to this. "I know my Redeemer lives. And one day, when I've come out from this wreckage, I'll be refined as pure gold, and I'll see God for myself." Now that's a diamond. Joseph in the Old Testament was betrayed by his brothers. He was falsely accused by his boss's wife. He was forgotten by his cellmates and left to rot in jail. But ultimately, Joseph kept his faith in and focus on God. He told his brothers at the end of the story, "What you meant for evil, God meant for good, to accomplish the saving of many lives." Now that's a diamond. We may not understand all that we're going through. We may not even like what we're going through, and I'm sure that those are both the cases. I know that that's the comments that I've heard from so many people. I don't understand it, and I don't like it. But God promises things. God works together for the good for them that love him and are called according to his purpose. Psalm chapter 1, the very first chapter in this large book of Psalm, the very first three verses tells us how we can outlast a tough season like what we're all going through. Listen to this. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Now, that was written by King David, and King David wasn't always a happy guy. This starts out pretty happy, but he had some high times. He also had some low times in his life. He experienced challenges just like we're experiencing today. Before he was king of Israel, David was rejected by his brothers. He was attacked by a lion. He was almost killed by a bear. And he was so hated by King Saul that he was hunted down like a dog. And King Saul tried to murder David several times. But all of this was preparing David for what was ahead. God was making diamonds. King David ultimately led a nation for God's glory. And he's doing the same in you. I know this, that God has already prepared you to outlast this tough season in our lives, because Jesus in you is greater than the trial before you. Here's the two things in Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 that I want to leave with you today as we close this out. First, sow the word in yourself. During this tough, uncertain season, I want to encourage you today to rehearse the word. Listen to this again, what he wrote. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. Now, folks, we can listen to the reports on CNN and Fox News and MSNBC and all the different reports that we're hearing on all of the television stations and all across the internet. And we can certainly get stressed out by what's going on. But if you'll tune out the voices that feed your fears and build on our anxieties, and instead tune into the Holy Spirit, who is the author of God's Word, and will encourage us to keep us focused on Jesus. And we'll find ourselves not only walking in His peace, but allowing it to overflow in our conversations with others. And that's so important. This self-talking the Word through this tough season and sharing with others your hope that you have in Jesus is such a great opportunity for you. They need to hear what's going on in your heart. And it's not fear and anxiety, but it's faith and hope. And as you share it, it's not only going to build them up, but it's also going to build your faith up and help keep you focused as well. So meditate on God's Word. Don't let it leave your mouth. Confess it. Let your exhale be praise to God and declarations of your faith and trust in Him. And stop worrying and trust in the Lord. Here's the second thing in Psalm chapter 1 that David is encouraging us with, and that is to be planted like a tree. And not just any tree. When you look at this in verse 3, it says that it's a tree that's planted by streams of water, and a tree that not only survives, but thrives through each season in its life. Listen to this verse again. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. You know, Kelly and I were walking out yesterday just to get some fresh air and noticed some beautiful flowers, and the leaves of the trees are starting to burst out with greenery. And we see that happening all around in this part of the country where there's just a month or so ago, those same bushes and those same trees were just, they looked dead. There was no greenery. There was no beautiful pink or red flowers blooming. There was nothing to enjoy. It just looked barren and lifeless. You know, during those winter months, those barren months, those months of cold and rain and little sunshine, the trees and bushes, they didn't uproot themselves and say, forget it, did they? No, they stayed planted, didn't they? They didn't give up. They didn't die. They stayed planted. They remained by the stream of living water where their source of life was coming from, so that in season they would be fruitful again. We're seeing that happen in the natural. I promise you that it's happening in the spiritual as we stay planted by the streams of living water. Who is that stream of living water? Well, Jesus declared in John 38 that he is the living water. And so as we stay planted in him, we'll be fruitful in season as we allow the diamonds to be produced in us for his glory. So remain planted in Jesus, remain planted in the church, remain planted in the word. And in due season, a diamond or diamonds will come forth and fruit will be produced. In this difficult time, when the unexpected seems to be the expected, stand firm in your faith and trust God's love, because God's got this. So I leave this one more thought with you today. This coronavirus, as we see, it's not playing any favorites. It's not attacking the rich or the poor. It's not attacking the blacks or the whites. It's not attacking the young or the old. It's not attacking the man or the woman. It's not attacking the Democrat or the Republican. It's not attacking the American or the foreigner. No, we're all impacted by this. It's a worldwide attack impacting everyone equally. A lot of people are calling this coronavirus an unseen enemy with very much seen results. And I find it ironic, because while there's yet no remedy for this virus, there's no known vaccine, there's no known cure, we do know that in actual comparison, that the unseen virus of sin, even though we don't see the sin, we see the results of it, and we know who's bringing that sin into existence is Satan himself. He is the source of all evil. And so the enemy of our soul, Satan, who we may not see, we see the results of his actions, his vile work all around us, and we know that there is an antidote for that. The cure is Jesus. The vaccine against our sin is his shed blood. The antidote to our sin-sick lives is to receive the free gift of salvation by confessing our sins to Jesus and placing our faith in him for our salvation. I'd like to pray with you today as I close. If you need Jesus to come into your heart and to forgive you of your sins, let's pray together. If you need the peace that passes understanding that only Jesus can give to rule your heart and rule your mind during this difficult time, let's pray together. Whatever you need, Jesus is the way, he's the truth, he's the life. And I want to encourage you today as we pray, as we close this time out together as the body of Christ, let's pray. Won't you join me as you bow your heads? Lord Jesus, we come together today thanking you for your encouraging word. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would help us today to trust in you with our lives. For those that are listening to this that don't know you, I pray that they would simply say a prayer that says, Jesus, won't you forgive me of my sins, come into my heart, and be the Lord of my life. I repent of my sins, and I acknowledge you now as my Lord and Savior. I place my faith in you. Lord, for those of us who are serving you, that are walking in fear and anxiety and despair right now, I pray that your peace that passes all understanding will rule our hearts and rule our minds, that we would stop listening to the reports that the world gives and listen to your report, to rehearse your word over and over and over again of what your word says about who you are and what you are for us, and how you can carry us through and see us through this. You're not surprised by any of this. We're going to walk in faith. We're going to walk in hope. We're going to trust in you, Lord Jesus, and give you all of this. Father, for every need, I pray, God, that you would bring supply, that you would bring strength, that you'd bring help, that you'd bring hope. And we love you and thank you today that, Jesus, truly you are the answer for the world today. And we pray this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Well, if you made a decision for Christ just now, I want you to send a message and maybe post it and maybe let me know. You can send an email to the church, to the Faith Assembly Facebook page, if you will, right now, if you want to make it more personal, if you have a prayer request, more private. We want to send you a link. We want to send you some information to help you explore and understand this wonderful decision that you've made here today. Also, please post whatever comments and encouragements and prayer requests that you may have. We're going to be here as long as we need to follow up with all of those. If you'd like to sign up for my newsletter, by the way, I send this out periodically. Send me your email address and first and last name, and I'll add you to my list. Also, Pastor Joseph has posted you a YouTube link to a song that I'd like for you and your family to listen to when I close this out. And so I just wanted to just click on the link as we wrap this up today, and it should take you to the YouTube page. After you listen to it, please pray with your family. Discuss within this message. Parents, lead your children in the understanding of what we've heard here today, and also pray with them. I also want to say thank you for your continued faithfulness and your tithes and your offerings. We have a few ways for you to give. First, you can mail your tithes to the church, certainly. Second, you can drop them off in this drop box that's in front of the admin building if you want to drive by and just place it in there. Third, you can set up bill pay with your bank and they can automatically mail a check to the church. And then fourthly, if you want to go to our website, you can set up your tithes through that means too, one time or recurring. Your faithfulness is going to help us to continue with all of our ministries locally and overseas uninterrupted during this challenging time. So remember, let's walk in faith, not fear. Let's walk in wisdom, not foolishness. Let's walk in hope and not despair. And know that God is making diamonds in you during this time of extreme pressure and intense heat. Stay in His Word and stay planted in Jesus. Much fruit will result. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.